For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In Oklahoma, religious-based adoption agencies now have the right to refuse to place children in same-sex couple homes. Governor Mary Fallon signed the bill on Friday. The LGBT advocacy group Freedom Oklahoma plans to fight back. Executive Director Troy Stevenson.
While we're disappointed, it's really tragic for the 9 to 15,000 young people that are trapped in a system that the state is now limiting the number of families that they can be adopted or fostered out to.
Governor Fallon has also angered gun owners, vetoing a bill that lets adults carry handguns without a permit in Oklahoma. Law enforcement was against the bill because it eliminated mandatory background checks and firearms training. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Police in Paris say a man with a knife has been killed after killing another person and wounding several others. France's interior minister calls the assault odious, but he isn't giving any details as of yet. Paris has been under extra tight security lately because of a series of deadly attacks by Islamic extremists. Paris police say the attacker was subdued by officers during the stabbing incident. The motive for the attack is unclear. Ford Motor Company said it hopes to resume production of the F-150 pickups as soon as next week after a fire at a supplier's plant on May 2nd. The parts plant, owned by Meridian Magnesium Products of America, was hit by a fire and explosion at their plant in Michigan. The supplier makes the front bolster, which reinforces the engine where the radiator is attached for the F-150, F-Series Super Duty, and Exhibition and Navigator. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some big names are delivering commencement speeches. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, in a commencement speech at Rice University, said that an endless barrage of lies in national politics poses a dire threat to U.S. democracy.
The greatest threat to American democracy isn't communism or jihadism or any other external force or foreign power. It is our own willingness to tolerate dishonesty in service of party and in pursuit of power.
Bloomberg says there's more tolerance for dishonesty than he's ever seen in his lifetime. At USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, the commencement speaker was Oprah Winfrey, who had these life tips for students.
Be nice to little kids. Be nice to your elders. Be nice to animals. And know that it's better to be interested than interesting. Invest in a quality mattress. I'm telling you, your back will thank you later. And don't cheap out on your shoes.
And she told them that future journalists and public communicators must be warriors for truth. Alexa. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Iraqi citizens voted for the first time in parliamentary elections since their government declared the defeat of the Islamic State in December. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on all Iraqis to take part in the election. A total of 24.5 million residents were registered, and for the first time, voting was conducted electronically. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.